Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryers Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know that asparagus is a vegetable that grows super fast? Asparagus can grow up to 10 inches in just one day. It is packed with vitamins like vitamin A, C, and K, which helps keep your eyes, skin, and bones strong and healthy. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are going to read Lady Pancake and Sir French Toast, The Great Caper Caper by Josh Funk. Deep in the fridge, and a bit before dawn, in their apartment, the curtains still drawn, slept Lady Pancake, adrift in a dream, when suddenly Sir French Toast let out a scream. Pancake awoke and said, "What's going on?" Toast said, "The great light above! Look, it's gone!" "Nonsense," said Pancake. "Crack open the drapes." But as she gazed out, she exclaimed, "Oh, my crepes!" All of the fridge was consumed by the dark, from lentil soup springs up to passion fruit park, down to Malt Lake and the dunes of Romaine. Chaos cascaded across the terrain. Toast worried, "What if it's dark all the time? How can we tell if that's lemon or lime?" Wondered Pancake, who spotted a glow. "Something is gleaming past Pita Plateau." Together they raced to the source of the shine and stared up in awe at the grandiose sign. "Welcome to Fabulous Los Veggies!" Just as they stepped into Los Veggies Tower, "Security check!" yelled a guard cauliflower. Pancake said, "Sorry, we don't mean to barge." Toast interrupted and yelled, "Who's in charge?" A salty green bud with an odor of brine answered the question. "This tower is mine! I am Count Caper," he bragged with a sneer. Pancake said, "Count, the great light, is it here?" "Somebody took it, it's gone," Toast accused. "Me? Take the light?" said Count Caper, amused. "I am the richest, most powerful food. How dare you suggest I do something so rude?" "I haven't stolen a thing," Caper lied. "Get out and never come back," he decried. Trudging back home, Toast explained, "Here's the truth. I've been afraid of the dark since my youth. This is my nightmare," Sir French Toast confessed. Pancake had never seen Toast so distressed. "Clearly Count Caper has poached the great light, and I've got a plan that'll fix it up right." Pancake, with Toast's help, assembled a crew. Baron Von Waffle, Miss Bree, and Tofu, Professor Biscotti, the fruitcake, the beets, and lastly, Inspector Croissant took their seats. Pancake described the whole intricate plan. "This sounds impossible," French Toast began. "Trust me," said Pancake. "I've thought it all through. Time to start working. We've got lots to do." Gathering blueprints, collecting supplies, taking some pictures while dressed in disguise, each of the 10 played a critical part. At last, it was time for the team to depart. A crowd assembled at the Count Caper's Tower to watch the big show at the top of the hour. Just before showtime, Croissant read the paper. Fruitcake and Brie hovered over by Caper. All of the foods in the crowd took their seats, while up in the stage stood the twin circus beets. They opened the box and the plan was in motion. Animal crackers caused quite the commotion. Fruitcake and Bree feigned alarming dismay, preventing Count Caper from getting away. Inspector Croissant borrowed Count Caper's key. Tofu made a copy in perfect 3D. Chased by the crackers, the guards tried to hide as Waffle and Pancake and Toast snuck inside. Down the long hallway, they came to a halt, twisting the key as they opened the vault. There stood the light they had come to retrieve, when out burst a cackle. "Ha ha ha! You've come here to thieve?" "Caper," said Pancake, "you stole the great light." "Well," countered Caper, "you've got me all right. All of my life I've been scorned and ignored. Capers are never revered or adored. Can you imagine how that made me feel? But with the great light, I'm the star of the meal. And now that I've monologued all of my plan, guards, time to lock up these foods in a can." Asparagus stepped up and crossed the divide. "Stop! I've been helping them from the inside. Blueprints, some tickets, a job as a waiter." "No!" shouted Caper. "You treacherous traitor!" "Boss," she continued, "it isn't too late. Give the light back. You can still change your fate." Caper examined the group he had caught and noticed that friends can't be stolen or bought. "Take it," he grumbled, then let out a moan. "Leave me to sulk in the dark, all alone." "Or," offered Pancake, "just do your fair share. Help us return the great light to the air." Caper thought hard, but at last he agreed, as friendship would be all the light he'd need. That's when Biscotti arrived in the fray. "Guess there's no need for my de-villain ray?" The great light returned to its home up above. Caper's rage vanished, supplanted with love. Toast could relax as the fridge was aglow, and Pancakes 11 went on with the show. The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? Who returned the light to where it belongs? If your answer was Count Caper, you did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.